Lizzie Jones, good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Of course, Lizzie Jones, the wife of Danny Jones, and she performed so beautifully. It was so amazing. You know what? When watching you in the Challenge Cup final, I was crying. I don't cry very often, but I was crying at that moment.
Oh, yeah. Quite a lot of people have let me know that.
It was such a beautiful thing. I mean, going on that pitch and performing there, just tell me how that was for you, just walking out there. And it must have been, A, very surreal, and B, I just don't even know what the other word would be.
Yeah, just incredible. I just was so aware of what a wonderful experience it was going to be and what a wonderful tribute to Danny it was. And I just wanted to do everybody proud, the rugby community and you know, and a lot of other people have just been absolutely amazing. The support has just been unreal. And I just wanted to make sure I did everybody proud and got out there and did the job right.
Well, you certainly did everybody proud. You certainly did the rugby community proud. And you certainly did everybody on this planet proud, if you ask me. You looked fantastic. You sounded amazing. I just can't believe how incredible that performance was. And such an emotional song, too. That must have been quite difficult with that, you know, being a very intense song for that crowd as well. But such an emotional song as well for you, I bet.
Yeah, definitely. So many people have got in touch and said that song means so much to me and meant so much to my parents. And just, I think it does cut deep, does that song. It's the rugby national anthem, really. And again, I was just so privileged to be able to sing it and do the song justice. And yeah, just the honour was just unreal.
It really was absolutely amazing. And now, not only have you sung it live at Wembley, but it's also available to buy right now. And you, Lizzie Jones, are a top 40 selling artist right now. How does that feel?
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Danny would be so proud and so happy. And just, yeah, it's just unreal. I was sat there last night and everyone's messaging me. And you're at this number. And I was like trying to feed the kids and... doing the normal things and then
some,
yeah, just nuts.
It is crazy, isn't it? It is absolutely bonkers that you know you're in the charts at the moment. It's currently at number 35 in the iTunes chart at the moment as I'm looking at it right now. Do you know who you're above?
I think someone said Bruno Mars.
You're above Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars right now with Uptown Funk, which is so huge as well. You're above Omi and Cheerleader, which was a massive tune. Jason Derulo, Yorkshire's John Newman as well. You're above him at the moment. Jessie J, Drake, Stereophonics. You're above all these incredible artists. I mean, that must be quite surreal for you to think about right now.
I just think that shows how incredible the support's been. They just shock me every day. It's just amazing, the support that I've had since losing Danny's. All this support and love that has come through off people has just helped me so much, and it's continuing to help me. This is just amazing, and I can't believe what a legacy Danny's left for his children, but me being able to do a bit of the same is just amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it? Now tell us a little bit about the song itself, because obviously this is a charity single, isn't it?
Yeah. So the Benevolent Fund, who have been amazing, they're part of the Rugby League, and they're a charity that you don't really know about till you need them. And they've set up this trust fund for the twins, and a wonderful person has come forward and produced this record just out of the goodness of the heart. You know, they don't want any press, anything like that. They've just done it for the twins, and every penny's going to their trust fund for their future. So yeah, everything that everybody buying this single is just contributing to their future, and it's amazing.
And looking at the help that you've had since this your tragic passing of Danny, just how much does it mean to you that even right now, I know that there's a charity game coming up, and so many big names in the sport are there to help you.
Yeah, it's people that have never met us and didn't know Danny, you know, personally or anything like that, and people giving up the time and coming and doing these charity events, people that have organised these events. There's been so many and there are a lot to come. The Halifax one, which you said is just going to be huge with the celebrities that are playing and coming sort of out of retirement, I suppose, and putting the boots back on. And then the Wales against Keighley match, which is in October, which is going to be huge as well. It just kind of shows, it's such a testament to what a person Danny was. and the impact he's had on people's lives. And you know, I think he'd just be the proudest person in the world of how the rugby community has looked after his babies and his wife.
It is such an incredible sort of story and how they've all banded together. And I think that just goes to show what the rugby community is like, really, because
they're such a family. Yeah, it's such a family.
They really are, aren't they? And, you know, they do get behind every single member. Now, obviously, the condition that Danny had, this is something that not every club does currently look for, isn't it? That, you know, this is not something that they test for all the time. And obviously, this is something which we want every single club to start looking for, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Danny had a hereditary heart condition that had no symptoms. He was perfectly healthy, perfectly fit, and sort of so we thought, and it just came out of nowhere. And Super League clubs were tested at the beginning of the season. The hearts were tested whilst exercising and put under pressure and things, but the leagues below, Championship and Championship One, it was advised they were tested, but never pushed, and they didn't get that testing. Whereas now it's been passed at the start of next season that every club will be tested. But it just stretches so much further than rugby. It's, you know, it stretches to people just that like to keep fit in general, that go out cycling, that, you know, do sports, that, you know, they need to get themselves tested. There's so many places that you can get yourself tested. There's so many amazing charities out there. One in particular is Heartbeat of Sport, which I'm going to become part of. They're a wonderful organisation that push for, you know, amateur clubs to be tested as well. And, you know, if my son plays rugby, I want to make sure that he's safe and he's tested. And this word needs to be spread because it's the silent killer. It's just devastating. And, you know, you can do things to avoid this awful, awful disease as long as you know about it, you know. And we were so unaware of anything like this. I really did think Danny were made of steel, and it would have never happened to Danny as far as I were concerned, and it has. And I want to stop it happening to everybody else's Danny if I can.
And Lizzie, looking at the legacy that Danny's left, just how much does it mean to you, and how proud are you of Danny when you think that there are people who, because of the work Danny did, are now going in for these testings, and maybe there are going to be people who have been saved because of the tests?
Yeah, definitely. I've had hundreds now of tweets and messages and, you know, some really, really wonderful messages off people that just wanted to get in touch and let me know that Danny had saved their lives. And if they hadn't have seen me on telly talking about what's happened to Danny, they wouldn't have pushed for this test. They wouldn't have followed up with appointments that they said, oh, there might be something you need to follow up. And they've been, and things have been found. And, you know, it's just amazing that nothing's going to change what's happened to Danny. I'm not going to get Danny back, but if Danny's life can save other people's lives, that's all I want. I just couldn't bear him dying in vain.
Yeah, it's such an emotional cause that you're putting this out for, and it really must you know, just sort of weigh on you every day. It's such a fantastic thing that you're doing, Liz. It really, really is. And the mouse click that you might have just heard then a few seconds ago was me clicking on iTunes to spend that 79p to go and buy that single.
Thank you.
So it's just so amazing. It sounds fantastic. Lizzie, you're an absolute star. What's next for you? What are you going to be doing next?
Bath time, tea time.
anything else, bar that?
Oh, do you know anything? Just the opportunities that are coming through, things that are going to happen. Anything's just wonderful to come of such a tragedy. As long as my babies are happy and provided for, that's all I care about. But yeah, I just want to focus on being happy and trying to find my new normal.